Welcome to Built Brave. Driven women sharing their stories to show others what is possible for them. Because we were all born brave. I'm your host, Lo Wentworth, and this is Built Brave. Are you ready? Hey everyone, just a few things before we get into today's episode. If you haven't gone and rated and reviewed this podcast, head over now. Go take a few seconds. I always want to hear from you and how I can best serve you guys. Which goes into the last thing before we get into this episode is I want to hear from you. I want to hear about what topics you want me to talk about. Who do you want me to bring on the show? What interests you? And you can just slide into my DMs on Instagram at Lo Wentworth, or you can send me an email, a good old-fashioned email at hello@lowentworth.com, because I really do want to hear from you and what you guys want to hear from, because this podcast, as much as it is selfish about me, learning about other women, using my own voice, it's for you guys. So with that, are you ready? Hey everyone, happy Thanksgiving or whatever time you're listening to this. But this episode is really about how you can show someone you love, that you care about them, you appreciate them, and just see the magic that happens from it. So the first tip is call them. Call them. Don't text them. Don't schedule them. Text them to schedule a call. Like, just randomly call them and just say hi. See what's up. Even if it's talking to them for 5 minutes, that will go further than just sending a text message like we all do today. Second, write them a card, a letter, like a good old-fashioned one that you send in snail mail. Snail mail. It still exists. As far as I know, Amazon hasn't taken over it. But write them a letter. Like, how does it feel when you write yourself that letter or you receive a letter from someone that is not the traditional happy holidays card and all of this, like, about you? Why don't you send them a letter about them? See what happens and just have a conversation instead of having bills come in the mail, advertisements come in the mail. I mean, if you send them an email, who knows if they'll read it, because email is just like snail mail, but maybe they will. But just write them an old-fashioned letter. If you really want to send them an email, do the same. It'll be the same thing, but just write them. Let them know. Three, schedule time to meet up with them. Whatever it may be. Maybe it's 20 minutes, maybe it's an hour, whatever. Just schedule time to meet up with them and actually be in their physical presence even during this holiday season. Maybe that's something that you need to fill your cup up so you can show yourself love and show up and be present in the rest of the area of your life. Who knows? Maybe. Just give it a try, but show up. We all need physical connection, not just with technology. Like, I hate having pet peeve of mine, just having a relationship on the phone with someone where you're texting, messaging, like, call them. Hear their voice, meet up with them physically, see them as a human person instead of just text on a screen. Fourth, find out where their favorite coffee shop is and just maybe send them a $5 e-gift card or whatever it may be so that they can just treat themselves. Just be like, hey, just been thinking of you, like, here, your latte's on me today. Something simple. And the last and best of all you can do to support not only yourself in your own relationship, but your relationship with someone else, is find out what their love language is. There are 5 love languages. Go search it on the internet. You'll find it. Find out what their love language is and then cater to that. There's physical touch. There's quality time. There's words of affirmation. There's gifts. And then there's acts of service. And once you know this, it's really easy to figure out what other people's love language is without them taking the test, because how they want to receive love is how they give it. It's really simple. It takes a minute just to watch and observe. If one of your friends is always buying you coffee, gifts. If one of your friends is picking up things, like if you have a dinner and is cleaning, acts of service. One of your friends is telling you how amazing you are and what they appreciate in you and using words of affirmation. Well, there we go. Words of affirmation is their love language. Some it's quality time, and that's calling them and having a 5-minute phone call, meeting up for drinks or coffee for 20 minutes or an hour. Maybe it's scheduling a monthly meetup, brunch with each other. And then physical touch is like hugs. You know, if your hand on the shoulder, just really simple things that someone shows that they love physical touch. You'll see it. You'll know it. Like, when I'm around my close friends, I'm a hugger. Physical touch. Physical touch is my number one, followed by quality time. And quality time does not necessarily mean quantity time. Let's get that clear. That's my own high horse. But when you find someone's love language, then they feel, and you cater to it, then they feel like they're being seen. They feel like they're being cared for, that you're a true friend, and that you actually love them. The disconnect happens when you are giving them your love language and they're not happy with it because they don't feel like you actually care about them because you're not speaking their same language. So it's really simple, really easy to find out. And I will do another episode on this later about love languages and all of that because I just love it. Excuse me. Elbows okay, guys. But yeah, so call them up randomly. Write them a good old-fashioned letter or card and send it in the mail. Schedule time to meet up. Send them, like, maybe an e-gift card to buy coffee on them for a day if you're not able to make time during the hustle of the holidays, or make it a priority, rather. And then find out what their love language is. It's really simple. It is really easy. And just watch how your relationships shift because of it. All right, guys, happy Thanksgiving. I'm so thankful you guys are here listening. And as always, go do something brave today, whatever it is for you. Maybe it is going up to that one person that you feel like you've been taking for granted and being like, hey, I love you. I think you're great. Yes. And you can say, I love you to people who you are not in a romantic relationship with. Yes, you can. Yet love is a universal language. Everyone needs it. Everyone does it. Some of my best friends, we tell each other we love each other all the time. It's not reserved for family and just your romantic partner. All right, I digress. Happy Thanksgiving, guys, and I'll see you next time. Hey, everyone. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Built Brave. If you love this episode, heck, if you like this episode, please head on over, give it a rate, review, subscribe, like, shout it out on your social media with your major takeaways and what you loved about the episode. And as always, tag me in that at Lo Wentworth, because I love hearing what you guys got out of the episodes. And until next time, remember, you've always been brave.